What's up, everyone? It's Nurse Blake, and welcome to my podcast, the Nurse Blake Podcast. I'm so happy you are listening. This is episode 23, and we're going to be talking all about growing up. And of course, I am here with the one and only, the sexy, the tall, my husband, Brett, with two T's and one E and one R and one B.
What's up, everybody?
I just have all this energy.
This is a great topic. I feel like I can add a lot because I'm a grown up.
Same. I was actually a baby once.
Oh my gosh, I was too.
I was a kid once.
Oh, that's so cool. We have that in common.
We're going back in time. I'm taking you back 25, 30 years.
I'm taking you back a little further, but that's okay.
I'm a 90s baby. I was born May 14th, birthday coming up, 1991.
Birthday coming up.
Shut up. It's coming up.
Oh my God, in like 10 months.
Okay.
I am a 90s baby. Oh my gosh, I'm an 80s baby. Oh my gosh, I wish. I am an 80s baby. 81, November 26th, born on Thanksgiving morning, 1981.
I don't know what time I was born.
I was born like 3 a.m.
I need to know because I know I'm a Taurus, but I don't know what phase cycle. I don't know what the moon was pulling. I don't know what, like, the details about my astrology.
You got to know. I can't believe you haven't looked that up yet.
I know. I definitely need to. I think I was born in the afternoon. I have no idea. But I'm so excited about this podcast. We're just going to talk.
Wait a second.
What?
Is that why I'm a morning person?
Why?
And you like to sleep in? Because I was born like at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And you think you were born in the afternoon. Maybe that's a thing.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There you go.
My favorite.
Evidence-based.
Is it? No, it's not. My favorite thing this week is what Brett got for us here to eat during the podcast. It is Airhead Sour Bites.
Oh, they are so good.
Can I have one, please?
Yeah, what's this say? Airhead Extremes.
No, say it with say it.
Airhead Extremes.
What's the sour level?
I think it's medium.
Ooh, flavor is rainbow berry. How gay is this?
Super gay.
Oh my God, they're so good though.
Really good.
Try to put one in your mouth and not make a face.
I don't. Yeah, good luck.
Oh my God, and they're not even like, they're like medium sour.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're not bad. They're not quite as bad as Sour Patch Kids, which is actually a problem because I will eat this entire bag today.
I love sour sweet candy like this.
It's really good.
Did you ever do Airheads? Wait, not Airheads. What are those candies called?
The sour ones. Super sour ones.
Not Airheads.
Drawing a blank.
Oh, no. What are they called?
Don't remember.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember.
They're the hard candies.
Yep.
Hard and sour.
Oh, they were lemon heads. Those were super sour.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
Those are lemon, though. Yeah.
Warheads.
Warheads.
Oh my gosh, warheads. So I remember growing up, we would have like this challenge of like, how many warheads could you eat? Like with my cousins.
Yep.
And our tongues would be so like raw and just sick from eating all the warheads.
Yeah, your mouth would hurt.
My favorite color was their blueberry.
Okay, cool.
What was your favorite?
I don't even remember the flavors.
Oh, really?
No.
Did you have any favorite candies growing up?
Not really. I didn't eat a lot of candy, to be honest with you, when I was younger. Mm. I wasn't that into it. I am much more into candy now.
Oh, really?
I never had Mike and Ike's. I mean, I had things like Skittles and Twizzlers.
Oh, yum.
Those were pretty popular. Of course, when we were kids, we also, Pop Rocks.
Oh, like, fun. It's popular. Like a party in your mouth.
Jawbreakers. I mean, all the basic stuff, but like some of this new candy, like we had Airheads, but we didn't have like Airhead Extremes, you know? So it's like a whole new thing for me. Mike and Ike's are probably my favorite.
That's what you're on now. Mm-hmm. You used to like chocolate.
Oh, I love chocolate. Oh, you know, that's true.
You used to switch. So, because you were so into chocolate, but now you like the candies that I like, which are like the watermelon Sour Patch Kids, which are the best.
God.
Sour Patch Kids, Skittles, the tropical berry Skittles, and the purple packets are like the best. I don't know. I love candy, but I think growing up, we weren't that healthy of eaters. As you think, I know, like my family, like we're always
maybe that's what it was.
Have eat like, because my parents don't cook and I don't cook, like, it was all just like junk food and not Spam, but like our dinners, we'd eat like sloppy joes or mac and cheese.
Yeah. I grew up with my mom and she cooked pretty much every meal.
Really?
So I'm so appreciative of that. And maybe that's why I didn't eat as much candy. I do remember, so when I was a little kid, I used to go get my hair cut from a guy. I remember his name was Bruce. He was like the first barber I ever had, me and my brother. And when it was my brother's turn, I would get a dollar. And through the back door, you could go into like this drugstore on the other side of the plaza.
What? So
they just connected the two units. But there was a drugstore and I had $1 and I could go buy candy.
Okay.
So basically every like 6 weeks, I got a dollar's worth of candy. And the only other time I ever ate candy was Little League.
Oh,
my brother would play Little League and I would go get Fun Dip. You remember Fun Dip?
Yes.
And the, what was the sugar straw? It was like a giant straw full of flavored sugar.
Oh, Pixie sticks.
Yes.
Those were fun. Pixie sticks. Oh, candy. So like I said, my parents didn't cook, so we never really ate together. Like, we would always eat separate because my dad worked on the night shift.
Right.
So it's really hard. And my mom, growing up, was a medical device sales rep. So she would always be like out of town traveling because she had certain territories. So it was just like, whatever you can make. Lots of cereal. The most cereal. You know I love cereal.
I know you do.
I haven't had it that much because I don't like milk. I don't drink milk.
It's good with oat milk, though.
I need to get oat milk or almond milk.
Yeah, we need to start getting that in the fridge again.
Cereals are so sugary.
That's true. Well, you know what's funny? So I ate a lot of cereal, too, but it wasn't the sugary kind. I had, like, grape nuts and Special K and stuff that didn't have a lot of
sugar.
You're
so healthy. Apple Jacks, Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops.
Oh, my gosh.
Cocoa Puffs? When the milk soaked in the Cocoa Puffs, it was the best milk. The best milk is cereal milk.
Oh, for sure.
And the best bowl of cereal is the last bowl because you get all the extra like sprinkles and like the dust from all the Lucky Charms and stuff.
Absolutely.
And you just drink it. It's like, so good. This is taking me back.
I saw one time there was a company that actually sold a product called cereal milk.
Oh, yes. That was popular.
It was freaking awesome.
Okay. So stole my idea, that person, because that was my idea. Because I had that idea when I was like 5.
Of course.
I love cereal milk. But you said your brother played Little League. So we both have brothers. My brother is younger. I'm 30. He's 23. Mm-hmm. Married, 2 kids. Awesome. Love them. Love his wife. Love my little nieces. They're the best. But we're 7 years apart.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I was 14, he was 7. When I was 7, he was 1. So we weren't like we're really close now. We like talk every day. But like growing up, we were like such a big age gap.
Yeah. Totally different journey at a different time. Yeah. So I'm 39. My brother is 2.5 years older than me. So I think he's 42.
Okay.
In fact, he just turned 42 on August 9th.
Did you call him?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was super late at night. He probably thought I was super busy that day, and I know he's a night owl, so I called him at like 10:30, and I bet you around 5, he's like, I bet you Brett's not going to call me today.
Funny.
But I did.
Boom.
But he is awesome. He's got an amazing wife and 2 adorable
kids.
They're
so cute. Yeah. Yep.
My niece and nephew.
But did you play any sports growing up? Like elementary school? Like what was your experience? Like, and where did you grow up?
So I grew up in South Bend, Indiana until I was 12. And then we moved down to Florida.
Where's South Bend, Indiana?
It's Northern Indiana.
Okay.
Kind of not that far from Chicago.
Oh, actually. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we moved there from Detroit, where I was born. My whole family was from Detroit. Don't know why we moved to South Bend. Don't know why we moved to Florida. I was just a little kid. But I remember growing up playing in the snow and all that stuff until 11 or 12, which was a really cool experience. And then when we moved to Florida, I was super into tennis, and that's pretty much all I did.
But no, like you played with your school tennis?
I played a little bit for our high school, but for the most part, I played USTA, like the tournaments and stuff individually.
Cool.
Yeah.
My parents were always trying to get me to sports. So first I played T-ball.
Fun.
I swear I played like two games and then I got into karate. Started as a white belt, ended as a white belt because I did like two classes. And then I did play volleyball for a little bit. My parents are like, you're playing a sport or you're getting in trouble. So I did volleyball. I forget what person I was like on the team. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't a spiker. Uh-huh. I wasn't a server, but I was in the middle. Like I was like the fifth person, the
bench warmer.
I was on court.
Wow. You were a starter,
but I was like in the middle. I don't know. I like would
set. You're number two. You do the set.
I guess so.
Bump, set, spike.
I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually, Brett and I have been playing a lot of beach volleyball right now, and it is so much fun. It's such a good workout.
I love beach volleyball.
I love it. I did a lot of acting.
You did?
Shows growing up.
Tell us about your experience at the local theater here.
So let me just tell you, anytime I was in like an acting class or I wanted to be in a show and I never made it, I would still like make myself like get into the show. Like, I remember it was like in fourth or fifth grade, I really wanted to be in this talent show and I wanted to be a part of this performance and I didn't get the role. But anyways, I dressed up like they're supposed to dress up and I'm like, oh, where are you putting me? Because I'm being in the show.
No way.
I did.
I love so, it. So confident.
So confident.
So confident.
And then I did in high school, I did Grease.
Okay.
I did Footloose.
Did you had to slick your hair back and everything?
I wasn't, yeah, but I was never a...
Were you like a tree in the background or something?
Something like that. No, I think I had a good role. I had a singing role. I had to sing.
Wow.
Yep.
I didn't know you could sing.
Surprise. I did a lot of talent shows in elementary school.
Okay.
So big inspirations for me, Backstreet Boys.
Michael Jackson.
NSYNC. There was another Blake.
Oh, that was his specialty.
And he was Michael Jackson. And now Blake and I didn't like each other because I was the boy bands. He was Michael Jackson. But over time, we actually got married at Blake's restaurant.
We did.
Which is so funny and great because we've known each other since elementary school.
That's so funny. The rivalry.
I'd still take him on. I would sing, I would buy the hell out of a Backstreet Boys song right now.
I would love to see that. You two as adults battling it out in a talent show.
You'd be doing Michael Jackson. And then I actually started to get paid for acting.
Wow.
I remember I was in 12th grade and I got my first like acting job. I was getting like $150 a week to be in the show Holes. And because it was you know the whole the Disney movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was a paid job, like I didn't have to go to class all day, so I would just go for two classes and people were like, where are you going? I was like, to my job, like I'm an actor.
You're a pro. You went pro.
I went pro. I was like an actor, so I was in Holes, which was a lot of fun.
It's a big deal.
Not a good stage actor. I break all the time. Like,
really?
They would always try to make me laugh, and I would always laugh.
Oh, that's funny.
But what was really cute about the theater, it's down here at Lock Haven Park in Orlando, the Rep, Orlando Repertory Theater, and we would do day shows, like, in the afternoons, and all the kids would come as their field trip to come see the shows.
Stop.
So it was really cool. It was a lot of fun.
That is super cool.
Yeah, so you are dating married to a paid actor.
Wow. And now you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Now
I mean, basically, you
comedy
got your show.
Comedy yeah. nurse.
Comedy nurse.
Comedy.
You know, I nurse. Knew there were so many different kinds of nurses. I hadn't heard of that specialty yet.
Yeah. So there's like peds nurses, OB nurses, like trauma nurses, which I was a trauma nurse, you know, for a long time. Still love trauma.
Comedy nurses.
Comedy nurses. Instagram nurses,
focus
TikTok nurses,
bone.
Like, what you gonna do? No, yep. He didn't.
I
babe.
Did. I did. Oh, gosh.
Not a dad joke.
As I said it, I was like grabbing for it to try to like bring it back.
I don't know. I was like, I did something the other day with somebody, and Brett's like, yeah, he's a nice fella. And I'm like, oh my gosh, grandpa, like, you can't say that word. He's like, yeah, I can. I'm like, no, you can't say that word.
It's a classy word.
I remember growing up the first time I got really, really hurt. So I got rollerblades for the first time.
Okay.
Where we lived in Florida, little neighborhood in like Longwood. my mom took me up this hill and she wanted me to skate down the hill.
There's a hill there? It's Florida.
So Florida is flat, but there is a little, you know, 2% grade hill.
There are some hills in Central Florida.
It still really wasn't that big of a hill. And anyways, I was like rollerblading and I got so nervous going down the hill that my whole butt just like skidded the concrete. Oh. So, and she was pregnant with my brother. So I had to be like six, but I was like crying. She had to like carry me home. And I remember I had this big rash on my butt because I couldn't skate down this little baby tiny hill. That was my first injury.
Was that your first butt rash?
That was my first butt rash. Not a butt rash. Definitely my first butt rash. Oh my God, that is so funny. And then, but I've luckily never broken anything growing up. Like, had really bad injuries.
Yeah, you are lucky.
What about you?
I never really broke anything, but I bent. My bones were like, I guess, bendable, which is fairly common in young people. So my arm one time was bent. I mean, significantly. I've bent my fingers. I've got several broken noses. Never like broke my leg.
How'd you get your broken noses?
Basketball, both times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So being 6'7", everybody wants to play really rough with you. You're always under the basket and everybody just, so I played in high school.
Basketball.
Yeah, I was on the JV team early on.
I played basketball. I was in the winning ways.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I didn't make the elementary school team, so I had to pay to be a part of the basketball club winning ways. Oh my! I forgot I forgot I'm a basketball player.
You do sports.
I do. Thank you.
You do sports.
Go ahead with your story.
So, I have a chipped tooth. That's been filled in, but that was from basketball. I just broke my left ring finger playing basketball. It's a rough sport. And so when you're tall, people are like, oh, I got to box you out. I got to box you out, you know? And they're like, I get a lot of elbows. And the worst time I broke my nose, I went up to rebound a ball. So I'm standing under the basket and there was another guy who was my height. And he also went up. Uh-huh. And when he came down, he threw his elbows down real sharp. And he just elbowed me pretty much as hard as he could. He knocked me clean out. I woke up in the locker room and my cute little straight nose I had as a child now is not so straight.
But it's okay. It's still a cute, it's a good nose.
Thanks,
that's
babe.
A really, really good nose, babe. I was never good at sports, so that's why I guess I never got injured.
That would make sense. So it was basketball or my brother were the two ways that I seemed to get injured.
Did your brother ever get injured? Because my brother always got injured.
Always.
Really? So both of you.
Yep.
So my brother, I remember playing football out in the front yard and I went to go hike the ball and it hit him right in his chest. Ooh. And it like knocked him out. So we had to have like the ambulance come and he had his breath back. But
I think both our brothers were similar. They were both really big for their age. So they enjoyed sports until like 14 or 15. And then all of a sudden there were other big kids. And then they're like, yeah, I don't really want to get hit.
Thank you.
I enjoyed hitting other kids because my brother played football and loved it because he was the biggest kid out there.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden when high school hit, he was like, yep, nope, I'm out. I don't like getting tackled because he never experienced that. He was so big. He enjoyed being the big guy. And then all of a sudden he wasn't because he's 6'6". Oh man, 240 pounds.
Wow. Jeez.
Big guy.
Big.
Yeah.
I would go to a lot of summer camps growing up. I would always go to Banner Elk, North Carolina, and we would go rock climbing, whitewater rafting. And one of the most embarrassing moments I had was I'm whitewater rafting with all these other kids my age, just a bunch of like teenagers. And one of the boats is like pointing at me and I'm like, oh my God, they're pointing at me. Like, hi, hi. They're like, no, look, your pants. I was like, oh, thank you. I got them at Target. They're like, no, no, no. I had a big slit down my crack. So my butt was hanging out as we're whitewater rafting at the beginning of the rapids. So I couldn't even have fun or get out. I was so embarrassed. That was the most embarrassing for me.
Was that the camp that had the really cool like bus ride? And
tell
us about that.
Banner Elk, North Carolina has this place called Edge of the World. And if you ever want to go whitewater rafting or rock climbing with your family, like take a trip with Edge of the World. So you pack like a school bus that's like super grungy, and the tour guides, like, they'll sing on the bus and they'll like bang, you play all these games. And then on your way back, they stop at a gas station to get everyone drinks. You probably couldn't do this nowadays, but they would put pantyhose over their heads and they would rob the gas station and get us all beverages. So you'd be there and we're like, what are they doing? And they go in and they'd come out with like Dr. Peppers and Sprites for all of us.
Like, go,
they're
go,
the
go,
coolest.
Go.
They'd talk about Elvis, and then they would like have a big Elvis on the side of the road that we would pick up. Like, it's cool. I really want to take you. It was so fun. So I had a lot of fun like doing trips like that growing up.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's so memorable. I love stuff like that. I did a survival summer camp for 2 weeks out in Colorado when I was 12.
Wow.
That was my favorite time. You know, you really learn how to camp, and it had all the other normal stuff,
you know,
archery, and I survived.
Good job.
Luckily, I'm here.
Good job.
I'm here. It was fun. I love that stuff.
Do you have any big embarrassing moments from growing up or crunchy moments?
Nope, not at all.
Lies.
None whatsoever.
Say one. What was so embarrassing?
None whatsoever.
I could think of a lot. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that is a good... I can't really think of embarrassing moments. Yeah,
I think everything I did was kind of embarrassing, but you just have to own it.
Yeah, everything's embarrassing when you're a kid.
I grew up in Florida, and Brett lived most of his life in Florida. I think it would be funny. I actually pulled some Florida man stories.
Oh my God.
I have one for my birthday, May 14th. If you type in on Google, there's a big joke because all the wild like news stories comes out of Florida.
Yep.
And I'm born and raised here. Like, I'm living on the same exit that I grew up on. Like, it's so embarrassing. Like,
to be fair, we moved away and
we
made
did.
The decision to come back.
But now we're back. Like, I've had everything like right here, born here, had my first butt rash here, had my first kiss here, like in a
bag. You're gonna have to show me that hill.
Oh my God, so embarrassing. So my Florida man story: shirtless Florida man fought a tree after told to keep away from students. After allegedly yelling at a group of school children and fighting a tree, A shirtless Florida man was arrested on May 5th. May 5th.
May 5th.
Oh, and the story came out May 14th.
Oh, I see the story. Got it.
He had a $100 bond.
Wow.
And as of Tuesday, he remained in custody.
He couldn't get $100.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, so just Google Florida man and then your birthday and just see what comes up. You will have so much fun with it.
Yours.
Okay.
Florida man stuffs pizza, cinnamon sticks in mouth instead of paying. The Palm Beach Post, West Palm Beach, Florida. A Florida man was arrested last month after deputies said he stuffed pizza and cinnamon sticks in his mouth after he was unable to pay the delivery driver for his order.
That's it. Are you?
That's all.
I guess that's stealing. Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
He admitted to eating the food and was arrested on defrauding an innkeeper charge. I don't know what that means.
Like a restaurant.
Poor guy.
Aw.
I know.
Poor fella.
I know.
I bet. And the driver didn't even get a tip, I bet.
Florida man stories. I got to travel a lot kind of growing up just locally because as my mom being a medical device sales rep, like she did a lot of like trips. Mm-hmm. And stuff,
yeah.
Like conventions and stuff. So we would always be able to like go travel with her and stay at hotels and stuff.
What was your favorite place to go growing up?
Probably around Doral, Florida. It's like
really?
Near Miami or something.
Yeah.
I just remember she had a lot of stuff out there. So we were there like all the time.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you where that's at on a map, but I just remember like a lot of memories like growing up there. We also grew up going to, you know, Universal and Disney. And it's funny that we have annual passes to those places now.
Yeah.
They're not as exciting as they were growing up. I think when you've gone so many times, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, it's like the same.
Yeah.
But they're getting new rides and stuff. Like all the parks are stepping up their game.
They are. And they are packed right now.
Ew.
So we're not
disgusting.
Going. Yeah, we're not going right now.
No, I don't think
way
so.
Way too much.
We have a game. We have to finish our game from last week. Top and bottom, favorite and least favorite. We're going to go back and forth asking what's your favorite and least favorite.
Fun.
Remember this game?
I do.
what is your favorite TV show and what is your least favorite TV show?
Okay, so growing up, my favorite TV show was Home Improvement.
Really?
Yeah, I related to that family so much.
Okay.
So much. And my parents divorced when I was 12. So okay. I think I found you know, when you're young, you watch a TV show and you kind of can sort of assume that reality a little bit. Home Improvement was that for me. My least favorite TV show, I don't really know because I wouldn't watch it. You know,
but is there a show you're like, I'm not watching that?
Yeah, most of them.
Funny.
I would say that my least favorite TV show, what TV show would I like? I hate that TV show. I can't really think of it.
That's okay.
Yeah,
there's
I don't
know. Pressure to answer.
I'm a very positive person, so I don't
have to ask really me have one.
I really have a negative there. Oh, this is right in line with what we were talking about. What is your favorite and least favorite summer activity?
My favorite summer activity, I love whitewater rafting.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun. Like, I love whitewater rafting. I know here we can't do that, but growing up, that was so fun. Now, beach volleyball.
Yes.
My least favorite summer, it has to be summer related, would be probably like reading a book outside.
Oh, it's too hot. Plus, it's reading. That sucks.
It's two bad things.
Yeah, two bad things. Yeah, 100%.
Okay, that totally your next makes sense. One is I want to read so bad, babe. Like, I want to read books.
I know you do.
Every time I see a book at the airport or online, I'm like, I'm going to get this book and read this little book. What was your favorite store growing up and what was your least favorite store growing up?
Oh, my favorite store. I loved Spencer Gifts.
Fun.
That was the best.
Fun. And you would feel like if your parents weren't around, like
oh
so
God.
Inappropriate,
like such
laughing
an adult
like in
right
the back.
Now.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that was definitely my favorite. Lee's favorite store was pretty much any clothing store. I was not in the clothes.
Okay.
Didn't care.
Not trendy.
Not my thing. Yeah. Still not trendy.
No, you are today. I love your fit today.
Thank
Brett
you.
Brett is rocking this. I don't think it's salmon.
No.
Be maybe too overcooked.
Maybe pink.
He's wearing this really cute gray long sleeve, half button down the neck shirt with these really cute pink shorts. That's all. That's nice.
And flip flops.
Yeah, but that's not that nice.
It's Florida.
I know
it's
it Florida. Is. Florida it's man wears flip flops.
Florida man wears flip flops on podcast.
While eating Airheads Extremes.
Do it. Airhead Extremes. Say it.
Airhead Extremes. I did a lot more interviews. I had a radio tour for my tour coming up today where I talked to like 6 to 7 like radio shows live.
How was it? Back to back.
They were all like 10 minutes, so every time one ended, a new live one would start like right away.
You didn't even have to hang up the phone? It was like...
No, they would just be on. And they'd be like, okay, 30 seconds, here you go.
Super cool.
The next one, so it was super fun. But a lot of them were, what's up, everyone? There's like little
Shock Jock coming to you live.
I love that. It was fun.
The morning zoo.
It was so fun.
All right, what is your favorite accessory... And your least favorite accessory?
My favorite accessory growing up, I loved belts.
Oh, belts. That was big in the early 2000s.
It was even big to like tuck your shirt like just in the front so people can see your belt.
God, that's so douchey.
I wasn't really. I was kind of into jewelry. Like this place in St. Augustine, Florida, they can make you like a name ring, like
wow.
a Blake. So I had like a name ring for a long time.
You were ahead of your time. That's very Gen Z now.
Rings.
Yeah.
Thank you. My least favorite accessory would have been shoes. I wasn't into shoes. Is shoes an accessory?
Kind of a necessity, I would say.
You don't need shoes.
No. Hey, I'm wearing flip-flops. I'm barefoot most
of
the time.
I wasn't into shoes.
Yeah. Okay. That's surprising.
Your most favorite dessert growing up and your least favorite dessert.
Oh my gosh. Anything chocolate. Give me chocolate ice cream, chocolate cake, brownies. Oh, yum. I was into chocolate. Least favorite dessert. Anything with fruit. And I hated cheesecake, although I love cheesecake now.
Now?
Which is really weird.
I do not like cheesecake.
Now, you'll get there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like an age thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Your favorite type of exercise growing up and your least favorite.
Growing up,
Don't say rollerblading.
I have another sport I did.
Oh, what's
people
that?
People always, they're like, oh, I recognize you. You look so familiar. I'm like, yeah, I played basketball. Winning ways. So they're like, no. I'm like, I was in Holes. I was a paid actor. No, they're like, no. I did BMX.
That's right. You did.
I did BMX. So not on the motorized bikes. It was like the manual bikes.
Little bicycles.
Yep.
Wow, you race little bicycles.
It's the one where like everyone starts on the hill and it's like the buzzer, and then the thing drops and everyone races.
And you see the outtakes where everybody falls over it.
Yep. It's so funny. So that was me. I was pretty good. A 22 in the state novice.
Wow.
Which isn't
good. That's
in my age range.
That's awesome.
I remember one time, very traumatic. We were going to BMX and we got sideswiped by a car and our car flipped 3 times. It was my mom in the driver's seat, me and my brother. And when they came to get us, our car landed upside down.
Oh my gosh.
My brother was upside down in a seatbelt and the bike was like 150 feet away. Like the bike in the back seat like flew out. So
wow.
Obviously couldn't go to practice. Luckily everyone was okay, but scary. The pictures.
Great side story.
Well, so to let you know. But anyway, that's what I'm saying about growing up.
BMX. Was that your favorite sport?
I loved it. Oh, yes. So that was a great exercise workout
for
me.
Very cool. How about least? Least favorite?
I did not like running. Oh, I did track.
Oh, my gosh.
I did so many sports. I did all of them.
What did you
do? I did track. I did, oh, my God.
Running?
I hated running, but I did track. I ran in track and field. I did started cross country, didn't do so good at that. And then I did like the 400.
Yeah.
Laugh. Gosh.
One time around the track.
It was so bad. Like I was so bad. So bad.
You're actually a good runner though, because we run 5Ks every once in a while.
I'm not bad.
You do? Yeah.
My mile, it's not good.
It's fine. Okay. You ran it in under 9, right?
8:30, but yeah, that's it needs to be 7.
You know, I mean, well,
I'm not a constant
runner. You're not exactly
runner,
practicing.
But babe, I ran track in high school.
Well, noted. Yeah. Heard. Okay, you can ask me next one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what is your favorite month? What is your favorite month? What is your favorite month?
I was going to say.
What is your favorite month?
Okay. I'm going to stick with month. So my favorite month is
November
because my birthday, obviously. My least favorite month is probably March because I'm so ready for summer.
Mm.
So ready for summer. I remember living in Seattle. I could not wait for it to be like April or May and start warming up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the cold weather.
Mm-mm.
I like March weather.
Nope, not me. Okay, we have a few left. What is your favorite and least favorite social media app?
Growing up, obviously MySpace.
Clearly.
And AOL chat rooms.
Was MySpace ever an app?
No.
I don't think it ever ended up being an app.
No,
it's
I don't
that
think
old.
So. It was just on the internet.
Funny.
I loved also chatting in AOL.
Oh, yeah.
You had the different screen names and the door open.
Instant Messenger.
Say, BRB. LOL. It was so fun. And then your away message, you could set an away message if you were away.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yep. And you could say like, oh, my mom is making me study or something.
You were like a power user.
Yeah. I love that. My favorite social media app now, I think is, So I think my favorite social media app now would be TikTok.
Oh, not NurseCon?
It's TikTok right now.
Wow, I was like setting you up for that one.
For what?
To say NurseCon.
No, I
know. Your social media.
I was thinking like,
mm-hmm. I mean? Yep. Nope. Yep.
Like yep. Facebook, yep. Instagram, TikTok. Yep. No, TikTok. We're actually going to hit a milestone. We're almost at 5,000 members on the NurseCon app that we just launched last week. It's so new.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Super easy to communicate in groups and forums. We also have free education and CNEs by our NurseCon instructors. We are like the only nursing app in place that offers like totally free CNEs. Everyone out there right now is completely free. If you just type in nurse in the app store, we like come up. We're number 2. So yeah. If you're on the app, thank you so much for participating. The more people we get on there, the more and more we can offer our members. And again, it's absolutely free to join. You could download the NurseCon app on your iPhone or also on your Android device. And make sure to give us a rating of 5 stars. And please, please, please spread the word. We are going to manifest 25,000 members by the end of the year.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So tell your friends, tell your coworkers, if anyone needs free CNEs, send them to NurseCon.
Yes, or just to be a part of this. The community is so positive. It is such a safe space for nurses. And we've got some awesome groups. You know, you can create your own group and people are making all sorts of cool groups. And people are, there's groups with 500 members.
It's so cool. There's nursing school groups, LGBTQ plus groups, nursing professor groups,
different specialties,
NICU nurses. Yeah, no, it's super, super fun. So get out there and join the community. I also lead daily discussions every day.
Yep.
Pick a topic, post a discussion, and then everyone else comments and shares. So download the NurseCon app today for free. Become a member for free. Did I say free?
I think you did.
It's like literally free. I love free stuff. And it's good. It's so amazing. Your favorite grade and least favorite grade in growing up?
I would say I loved elementary school, probably third grade or so. We had the cool. So I went to Walt Disney Elementary in South Bend, Indiana. No idea why it was called Walt Disney, but we had like the coolest activities. I remember in the gym, they would set up like putt-putt golf and we would do the whole like parachute games, you know, with all the kids at recess. And it was just like the coolest school.
That's awesome.
I loved it.
Walt Disney Elementary.
And I hated high school. Hated high school.
I didn't like elementary. I loved high school.
Funny.
Yep. I liked high school a lot growing up.
Cool.
Your turn.
Oh, okay.
Last one. This is
last
it.
One. All right. Oh, well, I'm glad this is for you. What is your favorite and least favorite shift? Would it be 9 to 5, night shift, day shift, etc.?
Personally, I really like 3 to 11 if you're doing like an 8-hour mid shift.
Oh.
Or I also like 11 to 11. So most places like you can work like in the ER and stuff. They typically do instead of like 7 to 7, it's like 3 to 3 and 11 to 11.
Wow, I hadn't heard of
that.
The
most common shifts are obviously the 7 to 7.
Sure.
But a lot of ERs run the 3-3-11-11 schedule.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think it helps because ERs, they're constantly like busy with new patients coming in at such a flux.
Right.
That some nurses are 7 to 7. And to keep those nurses there, you got other nurses coming either 3 to 3 or 11 to 11.
Very
just
cool.
Just to keep that flow.
Stagger it a little bit.
Yeah.
I always wondered about that because if everybody in the hospital does a shift change at one time,
what
a mess that is.
Mess.
Messy.
Messy. We don't like a messy. Thank you so much for playing that game, babe.
I love it. That's so fun. I love our games.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
How has your childhood shaped who you are?
You know, I would say it influenced my life as an adult substantially.
In what way?
It's kind of weird because, you know, I had a lot of health problems growing up, which ended up being food allergies, luckily, but there were years where I was just sick all the time and I was just basically in bed. And at the time my dad was a computer programmer, and so he hooked me up very early on with a computer, and I started really spending a lot of time learning like website design. And this is like in the day of dial up. Like there was no high speed internet did not exist. And I feel like that really sparked my entrepreneurial spirit and my work ethic because I spent so much time developing things and very focused on like projects that really has carried over into my adult life. And I don't know if I would be the same way if it wasn't for that.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, growing up, athlete.
Clearly.
BMX, volleyball, track and field. What else did I do? basketball. Mm-hmm. I mean, you name it, I did it. No, I think growing up, I mean, I think I had a lot of fun growing up until I came out, obviously. Then, like, kind of my life changed for a few years. But I feel like now I'm, like, super, a lot more comfortable in my skin, which I love.
Wonderful.
And with who I am. And I feel like my experiences, obviously, acting, being a paid actor, definitely helps on things like my show, which is coming up. We did my very first, like, real rehearsal yesterday.
So fun.
We ran two shows back to back, took some notes, and it is going to be so, well, I can't say it's going to be funny, but you can.
It's going to be so funny.
Okay, cool. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited. It, like, the whole show takes you from what made me want to become a nurse, going to nursing school, my life as a nurse, and then this, like, the state of nursing right now. So it's definitely a journey, and it's going to be a great show. So if you haven't got your, and I can't say that. Can you say it's going to be great too?
It is going to be an awesome show.
Thank you. I was on this radio interview today, and I was like, yeah, I'm funny. He's like, you can't say you're funny. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, I guess I can't. Okay, maybe I'm not funny. So I have a story, side story. I was at a restaurant the other day, and I ran into my senior high school English teacher.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Miss Mahalik, hey. And she's like, who are you? And I was like, oh, I had you in seventh grade. She's like, what's your first name? I was like, and babe, she was my favorite teacher and the only one I remember.
Oh, wow.
And like high
school. Special to you. Yes.
Yeah. And she's like, what was your last name? And I was like, Blake. She's like, did you have any siblings that went here? I'm like, no. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh.
Wow. Oh, can I do it? Can I do it?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Oh! For what? Why'd you do that?
For fun.
She didn't remember me. But anyways, so we had our first rehearsal. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you get your tickets now at nurseblake.com. We've added shows Chattanooga. We've added Durham. We've added
Birmingham.
We've added New Orleans. And then we've also added some second shows, Fort Lauderdale, Eugene, Portland, and Sacramento.
And we went to a much bigger theater in Jacksonville.
Yes, Jacksonville. We're in a huge theater right now.
Sold out, and then was like, oh, really fast. Let's go bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would love to see you this fall at the PTO Comedy Tour. Get your tickets right now at nurseblake.com.
Let me ask you something.
What?
So you did, basically, we did the whole setup. We rented a theater here locally in Orlando.
Where I did High School Musical.
I know. He walked into the green room and he was like, I'm back.
I'm back after 10 years. He's back.
So so how do you feel? Because you basically did two shows last night.
I feel really good. We're about 20 days out from my first show. And I feel, you know, there's some more work to do. But I feel really good about it.
Well, let me tell you, I am exhausted.
Because let me tell you, like,
it's a lot of work.
I never planned I would be doing comedy shows, like, any time in my life.
Oh, I know, it's wild.
But I'm so happy because it's definitely, like, a great outlet for me, and I love it so much. And I just love the audience reaction and everything.
It's so fun.
So, yeah,
well,
super cool.
You know, we've got a number of dates where, like, you're doing, like, seven cities back-to-back in a row, which is amazing.
You're talking to a nurse, babe. We're used to doing back-to-backs,
like, no big
12
deal.
Hours.
Oh,
like,
okay, what,
like,
perfect.
Okay, so perfect. What? Like, whatever you
oh,
give
no,
us,
I'm
we'll
just
do.
Saying, it's, like, it's going to be a lot, and I am living for it.
Me too.
I'm ready.
We got
ready.
Some Dear Blake stories. And if you ever want to submit a Dear Blake or shout out, you could do that at nurseblake.com/podcast. Candace, hi, Nurse Blake. I'm getting ready to apply to nursing school, but I'm terrified I won't be able to hack it. I'm a non-traditional student and mother of five. So many
wow.
kids. I just completed my prereqs with a 4.0 overachiever. But listening to all the stories about how hard it is has me petrified. I didn't come this far. I did not only come this far, but I am also scared of failing with so much at stake. Do you think a 30-something mother of five can finish nursing school? Of course you can. Nursing isn't about age. It's all about heart and passion. So if you're looking to get in nursing for a job, that is not the right reason to get into nursing. But if you're looking to get into nursing because you absolutely love it and want to help others, you can definitely do it. Look, you did your prerequisites with a 4.0 with your kids. You ain't going to have no problem in nursing school. I think I had like a 3.4.
Three.
Yeah, and I had no kids. 3.4, no kids.
So there has been a trending topic
in the app, NurseCon,
about nurses who are going back, who are getting into nursing a little bit later in life as a second career or a third career. And so if you're looking for support, download the app and jump in, because there's a bunch of conversations about that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Any tips for maintaining a home-life balance? Just prioritize everything and make time. Make time for yourself, make time for your kids, and then make time to study. And you're going to be a nurse before you know it, Candace.
That's exciting.
Micah, dear Blake, I have been a med-surg nurse for almost 2 years now. 1 year, 7 months. I've always heard that nursing gets easier after the first year, but after working through this entire pandemic, I already feel burnt out. Myself and fellow nurses who graduated with me all share the same sentiment. Is 1 year and 7 months too early to leave the bedside and find something else? Good question.
Wow.
You know, nursing school doesn't prepare anybody for a pandemic. Being a new nurse is hard enough, not in a pandemic. But I can tell you that the experiences that you have had working during this time is going to make you a great nurse. Know that no one can be a perfect nurse. I felt like I could be a perfect nurse a few years ago, and it burned me out. And now you just, no nurse can be perfect, right? We have so much to do in 12 hours. We do it short-staffed. We do it with no equipment. You have to go in there and tell yourself, listen, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to get everything done, but I'm going to do my best for my patients with the time I have and with what I have. And then I think that will take some of the pressure off. Being burnt out is not your fault. I think we look at burnout, we blame ourselves, like we're not strong enough. We weren't built for this. No, it is the system that burns us out for not having the appropriate staffing and equipment. So know that it is not you. If you feel like you need to leave or need a break, I think everyone could totally respect that. And I think if you're not happy at the bedside and a job opportunity comes where you could find something else, do it. I mean, you've been a nurse for almost 2 years now. I think it's perfectly fine. I feel like even nursing school, they tell you like nursing is only in the hospital or nursing is only at the bedside. But nurses are needed in so many more areas and still have the same impact in terms of like helping people and saving lives.
Yeah. And a lot of burnout is really stems from the healthcare system that they're working in, either being short-staffed, putting too much pressure on the nurses. You know, if you're going in and you're working your shifts and they're really pressuring someone, you know, you to pick up more shifts and then putting the blame on you if you don't.
Right.
That's not fair. That's not the way
fault.
It works.
That's it's not our your problem. Fault.
You work your job, you work your shift, you care for those patients. And then when you're off the clock, you shouldn't be worried about your team not being supported.
No, totally on them.
And so, you know, being that you are, you know, over a year and a half in, you have a great resume.
Yeah.
You can look for other.
You work during a pandemic.
If you still enjoy the bedside, but you're being burned out because of the unit that you're on, look for another unit. Look
right.
for a different hospital.
Yep.
Everybody's in need.
Yep.
And maybe find one that suits you better.
Yeah. There's no wrong answers here, Micah, but just know being burned out isn't your fault.
What I would hate to see, and what unfortunately we do see a lot, is new nurses completely leaving the profession. And we encourage you to explore the other avenues that have opened to you, because you going through nursing school is not something that you want to look back on 2 years later and go, that was a waste of time.
Right.
I mean, there are so, if you want to get into research, if you want to get into home health, if you want to get into
there's so many
different things that you can do that are very different experiences and very different career paths where you're utilizing that awesome degree that you work so hard for.
It's not about money, but some of these jobs even pay more.
Yeah. Heck, if you want to get into medical device sales or
holy
something, like as an RN,
rich. Micah's going to have money.
Yeah, sales money.
Selling Foley catheters.
Why not?
Going to the shout outs, Rebecca. I want to send a shout out and a thank you to my best nursing preceptor, Stacy. I am so lucky to have been placed with Stacy this summer during my internship in the PACU. She allowed me to feel really comfortable and confident in my skills. I hope to soon be an amazing nurse just like her.
Aww.
I love that. Heidi, I'm going into my first year of nursing school starting August 23rd. I just want to wish good luck to all the first year nursing students and to all nursing, pre-nursing students. Blake and Brett, thanks for always making me laugh every Thursday.
Oh, I love that.
Thanks so much for listening, Heidi. And Matthew, shout out to Kaylee at Baptist Hospital. Thank you so much for being there for everyone, from the unit coordinators and PCAs all the way up to helping the doctors and nurses. You are the best and so thankful for how you love your patients and work with families. Allie, I would like to send a shout out to all of the hardworking understaffed units at New Hanover Hospital, especially the COVID units and the ninth floor medical surge floor. You guys are the MVPs. And Lydia, shout out to my awesome girlfriend, Bailey. I'm so thankful we met at our very first nursing job and that we are able to support each other through the stressful first months of learning to how to be a new nurse.
So cute.
I'm so dang proud for you for being brave and making the big switch over to your new unit. Mother, baby, you are such an amazing nurse, and I am lucky to call you mine.
Aww.
I love these shout outs. I love all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in this Thursday to the Nurse Blake podcast. And if you haven't downloaded it yet, please download the NurseCon app and let's hit 5,000 members this week.
This week. Let's do it.
Awesome. Thank you all so much for listening. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.